Can you guys hear me?
Okay. I'm getting a cold, so my voice is a little bit off. Just yell if I get too quiet. Sycamore came out just a few months ago, so I'm going to read two poems from it. The opening poem is titled Caro Nome, which is Italian for dearest name. And this book is interested quite a bit in how strange human language is and how strangely it works and how things get named. And you'll hear that in this first poem. Caro Nome. Jets shake the air, and snow breaks off a tree branch in little puffs. One cardinal. Cars moving slowly downhill on the ice. It is always someone's last day. Dearest bird, she read from the card she'd found unattached to the flowers. Happy day to our sweetest heart, love, monster, and beef dad. Their secret language. Manischewitz, she calls me, for the sweetness. Manitoba, for the expanse. Deer rest in snow, charcoal muzzle to charcoal hoof, heads slung over their shoulders like swans. One is in REM. Look at it dreaming, she said. Fern buttons unwheel in a dark place behind the snow, a contrast she loves in me. The sledding hill is closed, the days like an unused billboard, but sunsets have been fantastic, jewel-toned as the flowers unattached to the card, or hot like the cardinal who pins the whole picture up with your eye. Meanwhile, her tree is an iron room with the moon inside. Its branches have a mental disorder, so sunsets keep dodging them. I am the color of that tree she loves, and nearly as still. And my blood, which is not in this picture, will soon cool. Sunset winking out in my eyes, and her eyes welling in a language that once fell and rose in drifts, then melted. Starry, she said, starry into my warm coat. And I think I'll just read one more from the book. It appears later. And I should say, I'm so excited to be in Pittsburgh. I've never read here before. So thank you to Bob, and thank you to White Whale, which is a bookstore with tremendous history. And thank you. I'm so honored to read with these three poets tonight. And thanks, you guys, for being here. Perpendicular. It would have been a fine path for a lizard to cross, but I saw none. Brambles and sweetbriar grew on the town side, poppies and wild grasses on the river. Too hot for birds, the ducks were out in water and mud, and frogs were out by the hundreds, it seemed, saying way, way in their deepest voices. It was beautiful there, but I'd seen beauty and its opposite so often that when warmth broke over my skin, I remembered winter. The way fresh grief undoes you the moment you're fully awake. I asked my young friend, when she turned 2, what she would serve at her birthday party, and she said, tofu and cupcakes. When she was 3, and I was very sad, she called and said, what are you doing, picking flowers? She talked in poems like she was dreaming all the time, or very old, or Virginia Woolf. More often in the first world, one wakes from, not to, the nightmare. When I dreamed I lost my love, I willed myself awake because I would not survive the pain again, even dreaming. Which is responsible for that mercy, doctor? The conscious or the un? I want the poppies picked, and I want the poppies left where they grow. Like looking through the window of a moving train at someone walking up a road lined with poplars and being someone walking up a road lined with poplars. The train and the trees, a shower of petals and bees, sun on the glass and the train perpendicular to the road, things entirely themselves arriving in the deep double shadows of the grass and passersby. And if it's okay, I'll just read a couple of newer poems. I've been thinking a lot. I've been teaching workshops for many years, and if you've ever taken a workshop, you've probably heard your workshop teacher rightly say, write what you know. And lately, I'm doing just the opposite of that. I find myself writing more and more to find out, like, what I want to know about. This poem is called Mint. I asked my students, did we still use the term skirt chaser? And they all said no, looking a little sorry for me. No to coins in the parking meters, which now accept credit. So no to hoarding change in the hard plastic well near the handbrake and God knows what. No to religious statues, for as long as anyone can remember. No to magnets, yes to air fresheners, and yes to the new bobbleheads, which are much like the old bobbleheads, only less offensive. It's never all about change, is it? Just mostly, especially in poetry. Always a nickel dulling in the powdered soap of those days. Someone seated in a webbed folding chair with a house coat on, there in the open door of the garage or breezeway, the tenement, hospital, or candy store. Or there on the stoop or stairs, on the porch or in the window. Still so many women in doorways and windows the world over, their time as mothers or mothers to no one long past. And having neither will nor strength to pull up hose, zip a skirt, or button a blouse with stiff fingers, they do not wave when you wave. And why, in heaven's name, they might say, would they? Women in house coats or house dresses, women in scuffed slippers like school uniforms, aging women as the new tattoo, which is why I could never have one. What would I choose for this body, with its changing skins, its tits and its hips and its two pink mouths, its hands a threshold of so often idle and digging for something, or waving and waving, then closing the door? Thank you. I'm just going to end with a short, newer poem. It's called Morning. I walk out each morning, the sun on my back. It is not the hand of my mother. She is dead now. It is not the hand of my father. He is needy as a child and cannot think to comfort me. I won't say God, but you might. Often in poems, you means I, and I means you. And with our common griefs, confusions, and best efforts unacknowledged, that may be true outside poems, too. The sun feels good. It feels warm on my back. The heat between my shoulders reminds me of something, like the riddle beginning what and ending everything that would love you and kill you but doesn't. Thanks again.
Thank you, Kathy. Our last reader of the evening is Philip Terman. Philip's most recent book of poems is Our Portion, New and Selected Poems. Other books include The Torah Garden, Rabbis of the Air, Book of the Unbroken Days, and The House of Sages. A selection of his poems, My Dear Friend Kafka, has been translated into Arabic by the Syrian writer and scholar Salch Ruzik. Probably butchered that, but... and published by Nimwa Press. Terman's poems have appeared in many journals and anthologies, including Poetry, The Georgia Review, The Kenyon Review, The Sun Magazine, and the Autumn House Anthology of Contemporary Poetry, and also 99 poems for the 99%. His poems have been set to music by the composer Brent Register, and he performs his poetry with the jazz band Catro. He teaches English at Clarion University and directs the Bridge Literary Arts Center in Franklin, PA. That's all for here for Field Terman.